Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw sitting in for John Chuckery on Christmas Eve 2020. Thanks for being with me, and thank you for being with us throughout this year. The time we went without sports, and then sports has returned, and we thank our listeners for being there with us. And season's greetings, wishing all the best to you and yours this holiday season. A safe and happy holiday season is what we want. My goodness, we talk about different sports. We talked about football. We talked about the basketball some. But baseball is right around the corner, and they gave us so much excitement talking about the Braves this year. You know, getting into the NLCS, which I predicted they would this year. I will talk a little later what I think will be in the bag for the Braves in 2021. But a guy who has a very unique perspective when it comes to the Braves, because of what he gets to do at the seventh inning stretch, is Timothy Miller. And he joins us now on the waitfor.com hotline. Timothy, happy Christmas Eve to you and your family.
Hey, Sam, absolutely. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas Eve to you and your family as well.
Merry Christmas. How in the world has this year been for you and for your family? Obviously, it's been a challenge for all of us, but thoughts about what it's been for you?
Oh, sure. I tell people all the time, I'm right in the same boat with everybody else. I've been, you know, the kids have been in and out of school. You know, we've been quarantined, you know, more than we'd like to. And, you know, it's just been, you know, it's been crazy. So, the only way we're going to get through this is together. So I can't complain. I'm in the same boat with everybody else, and just, ready for this to be behind us so we can, get out and celebrate a little bit.
Sundays at Braves games are always special, but it's special at the seventh inning what you get to do. And it doesn't matter if it's cool or if it's hot, you're going to emerge and take your place on the field all decked out in your tux. What was it like once the game started and you were able to go, but no fans?
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, first of all, happy that they called me to even come down to just kind of bring a little bit of normal to the folks who were there. But it was, it was definitely not what we're used to. Other people have commented on that, you know, especially basketball, you know, and baseball. It feels more like scrimmages than actual games. But, I guess the biggest thing is, you know, for the guys, especially some guys feed off that energy from the crowd, and, you know, that probably affects them, you know, a little bit more than anybody else. But, once you step between the white lines, you know, baseball is baseball, basketball is basketball, football is football. And so it's those guys competed, and they gave it their all. So I was just happy to be a part.
A big part of it. And what a season, Timothy, once things got going. What a season. The Braves get to the NLCS, and we were up 3-1. I'm going to talk about the fact we were up 3-1 on Dodgers. But the fact that they played so well to get there, and Freddie's the MVP. I mean, what a tremendous season they were able to have.
Absolutely. You know, you gotta take advantage of those moments when you get them, because, you know, next season isn't promised, as we know. So they definitely threw their chips on the table and made a run at it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. Folks, we're spending some time with Timothy Miller. The Tenor Lion, as you follow him on Twitter, he is social at Tenor Lion. And, of course, he sings the seventh inning stretch. But you sing other places. Usually this time of year, you're pretty busy, Timothy.
Oh man, listen. This is if there's one COVID blessing, it's that I'm sitting in my own house with my own family for Christmas Eve, and so I'm usually by this time on my fourth or fifth a gig on Christmas Eve, and so I'm very happy to be here with my wife and my two kids, and they're actually here in the room with candles lit and ready to go.
Oh, now that's quite a sight. That is quite a sight. We'd hope that through this evening tonight, we've had the kind of show that people would gather their families around the radio, because it's, first of all, it's cold outside.
We had
snow flurries during the day, but just in this time when people are not moving around and Christmas quarantine, a lot of people are going to be sheltered in place. We felt like it would be great to have a show like this tonight to talk about some sports and but also to have some of the things that make us feel like Christmas. And so we think about you, your tremendous gift that you share with us, people who've heard you sing at a number of events around the city. It is a tremendous gift, the number of things that we miss also. I mean, you're a Morehouse man. We usually have that big concert with the Morehouse Spelman Glee Club.
That's right.
So that's something else we missed out on this year. So hopefully those things will be back next year in time for the holidays. But for tonight, just for tonight, I wanted you to do something very special for us, and you consented to do it, and we really do appreciate it. Silent Night. This song have a special meaning for you, or something? Is there a special story or somewhere you sang it before and it was special?
Well, it's just I've been so many places, and typically during on Christmas Eve, the last thing I sing is Silent Night. Wherever I am, and oftentimes it's candle lit, in a church somewhere or in a sanctuary, and Silent Night a cappella is the last thing you sing, and we blow out the candles, and that's my ultimate sign that Christmas is upon us.
Well, folks, he's here with us tonight on Christmas Eve 2020 for our very special show, and we're going to let him come in his own way. Timothy Miller, the Tenderloin, the Braves seventh inning stretch, going to join us now with this rendition of Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant be from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. At thy
the impeccable voice of Timothy Miller, joining us here on Christmas Eve 2020. Timothy, thank you so much for coming through and blessing us with that tonight here on Christmas Eve on our show. That really sets the tone. And like you said, when you sing that song, the candles go out and you say, hey, Christmas is here. And that's how we feel. What's the day going to be like for you guys tomorrow? You got a big day planned, or you're going to be home? You're not going down to Augusta, are you?
No, not going down to Augusta this year. We'll probably ride down to see the folks down in Augusta in a week or so. But we'll be here, you know, just nice inside and warm. We'll, you know, open up a few presents and, you know, enjoy the day.
Well, you just opened up a present for us with that rendition of Silent Night. We thank you. We look forward to and hearing your voice also makes us look forward to warmer temperatures. When the Braves get back to Truist Park, we look forward to seeing you. And hopefully some fans will be able to come out and watch the team play and hear you sing as well. That would make us know that things are getting back to normal, wouldn't it?
Amen, my friend. That'll put a big smile on my face.
That would. Timothy Miller, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Merry Christmas to you and your family. You guys stay safe and well.
Okay. All right, Sam. 1, 2, 3.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. From Timothy Miller and the Miller family, wish you a Merry Christmas. That's fantastic for him to have such a gift. And we've heard it so many times. Those of us who watch the Braves games, I've heard him use that gift and that talent. You know, it had to be strange for him to walk out usually in a sold out ballpark. And Bo, you're there. You're at the ballpark quite a bit. When he sings, you know, it had to be odd for him to walk out and sing at the seventh inning stretch with nobody there.
Yeah, that was it was kind of crazy. Actually, I talked to him a little bit, you know, about that, because I went to a few of the playoff games and some regular season games just sat in the Battery for the regular season games. And you can hear Timothy from outside the stadium, and it's fantastic. That just gave me chills right there. That was great, man.
Yeah. He has a tremendous gift, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're super lucky as an organization. We are super lucky to have him.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's something. That's fantastic. Fantastic. Something like you don't get any other place around the major leagues to have him come out and sing at the seventh inning stretch, and for him to make time for us on a very special time, Christmas Eve, there with his entire family. They're joining in with us to give us Silent Night. That is fantastic. Well, folks, we know if you weren't with us earlier in our show, Big Hugh Douglas, joined us and read that 'twas the night before Christmas. It was something we had talked about for a week. And when I asked him if he would do it originally, I wasn't sure. And he like right away said he'd do it. I know a lot of your coworkers and a lot of our friends, Sports Radio 929 The Game, may have been making a little fun at him. I think you did a tremendous job, and we're going to rerun that for you. A replay, radio replay is coming up next. You stay tuned. Big Hugh Douglas, 'twas the night before Christmas, here on Christmas Eve 2020. Sam Crenshaw sitting in for John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 92.9thegame.com. We are available on the radio.com app for all of your smart devices.
Wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw in for John Chuckery. JR Sports Brief coming up at the top of this next hour. So glad you've been with us on this Christmas Eve 2020. We're available on radio.com, on the app for all of your devices, wherever you may be, especially if you're getting some new devices for Christmas. Some people get those new things. And open no gift. You find out it's something, some electronics. Be sure and go to radio.com app and lock us in it. Take us with you wherever you are. If you're traveling or if you're working from home, now you have another device to allow you to follow radio, follow us on radio.com for Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Going into the new year. Great place to be. I think it's a place I highly recommend it. Be there. Celebrating birthdays. We're about to run out of time on Christmas Eve, but if your birthday is on Christmas Eve, happy birthday to you. And some, I found out there are a few birthdays of some notables on the sports side of things. Coach Jay Wright, Villanova, celebrating a birthday today. Jay Billis, basketball analyst. And of course, he played at Duke, celebrating a birthday today. Millionaire, pilot, so many different things. Howard Hughes, born on this day. Actress Ava Gardner was born on this day as well. Dr. Anthony Fauci, happy birthday to him. Today is his birthday. And the pride of Dunwoody High School, Ryan Seacrest, celebrating a birthday on Christmas Eve. So, glad happy birthday to all of them. If any of you are listening and having a birthday that happens to be on Christmas Eve, my thing is this. Do you get birthday gifts or do you get Christmas gifts? Do you, you know, how does that work? You know, Bo, I'm going to ask you, you got any relatives or anybody that got birthdays that are close to Christmas and, you know, you try to give them one to do all and that won't work?
No, they're a little bit, they're far enough away to where I don't actually get to do that. So my dad is December 8th, and then my youngest daughter and my sister are the 14th and 21st of January. So
okay.
Nobody that's right around Christmas. I have one of my best friends is December 28th. You know, so I'll kind of wrap one big old bottle for him next week. But that'll be about it.
That'll be about it. That's nice. That's nice. You know, but some people have relatives who have, you know, birthdays that are really close by, and you know, what do you have to do? You're going to buy one and not get one for the other? How do you work it? Yeah, that's you know, that's something people have to work around this time of year. Some people are saying, "Hey, my birthday's on Christmas Eve. If you get me one thing, I'm good." Some people say, "Nope, that's the 24th, and the 25th is the next day, and they're looking to collect." So you know who those folks are. You get set today and for your celebration tomorrow. Hope you're going to be safe wherever you are. If you missed our show earlier, Chesley McNeil dropped through a couple of times, updated us on the weather, said it's going to be cold tonight and tomorrow, although the sun will be out. And gradually things will warm back up going into the early part of the week. But it's going to be pretty cold for Friday and Saturday. Be ready for that. No white Christmas unless you're way up in the northern elevations of the state. That they're having something. And last time we checked with him, boy, it was right at 9 o'clock and Santa was, you know, he was tracking Santa Claus. He was in Canada and getting ready to come into the United States. If you get around midnight, that's what he told us, around midnight, you get into the metro Atlanta area. So be on the lookout. See somebody flying through the sky there. That's what we got from Chesley. We thank him for stopping by and being a part of the show. Chris Marler was on earlier, talked some college football, but we had a big treat and we had Clark Kellogg in the 7 o'clock hour talking college basketball. We had a big treat in the 8 o'clock hour, though. Our colleague, Hugh Douglas, and you hear him each and every morning with John and Hugh, joined us to do something that, you know, he hadn't done before and something I thought would be great to do on this Christmas Eve show, reading of Twas the Night Before Christmas. And I think he did a tremendous job. We're going to bring that back for you now. Radio replay from earlier this evening. Big Hugh Douglas. Which was the night before Christmas.
Gather around, children. It's time for a poem. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled, all snug in their, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave a luster of midday to the objects below. When what to my wondering eyes did appear? But a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment he must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, now Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner, on Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and Saint Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof a prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and I was turning around, down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His drool little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held high in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
And there you had it, folks. Big Hugh Douglas. Yep. It was the night before Christmas, a.k.a. a visit from St. Nicholas. Great job. Well done. I hope that the family enjoyed it. People who were listening earlier, and if you missed it, we had a chance to hear it again. I hope they'll be posted somewhere. I don't know. Bo, are we going to post that somewhere? People want to go
you
back.
You can already find it on 99thegame.com.
You know, and you know what? What a great time to make a plug for 929thegame.com. Don't forget to go there. You'll be able to hear Hugh Douglas and doing towards the night before Christmas. You may want to play it again tomorrow while gathering around with your family, while you're opening your presents or before you have your meal or after you have your meal. And just hear that. But also everything that we have for you at our website, 929thegame.com, is so much information there for you. You got blogs, you got all types of interviews during the week. If you miss those during the course of the week, a lot of the minute the interviews are there for you on demand from all the shows, including Weekend Mornings with Sam and Greg. Shout out to my partner, Greg Clarkson. We'll be back with you from 6 to 9 Sunday morning, as always. And so, yeah, you know, you can catch our show. And then there are a lot of podcasts. Podcasts on practically everything can be found there. And so that's because Bo, you got podcasts there too, right?
I do. I am one half of the Two Dudes Same Fantasy Sports podcast. Can be found on radio.com, 99thegame.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, all over the place.
There you go. So all those things you can find on our website at 9290game.com. Plus, as things progress, we get more events coming up. We're going to start being at some of those events as we were in the past. You'll find out there when we'll be on location for a lot of events when fans are able to come back about and we're able to be there to greet fans. So those things will be happening as well. Stay on the lookout for those things as we get on the other side of this new year, hopefully on the other side of this virus. The sports teams continue to play, allowing fans to come out and be a part of it, allowing us to come out and meet and greet you. And really, you know, we kind of welcome each other, you know, back to sports. I think we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to it. We thank you for tuning in and listening to us each and every day on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we look forward to actually to seeing you, meeting you, or reacquainting ourselves with some that we've met before. And that's the thing. There are certain people who show up at a lot of events, and we get to know them, you know, personally. And we maybe talked to some of them, but we haven't been able to actually see them like we normally would. So we've missed that. We enjoy that when we get a chance to go to events and we're live on location and listeners come by and say hello. So we're looking forward to sports coming back the way we, you know, enjoy them. Fans able to come out, get tickets and come to games, and we can be there to greet you and meet you. And those are things that we enjoy doing and look forward to doing, hopefully, in the coming new year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.